Interesting times we're living in. No, would you not say that? Would you not say we're like living in the twilight zone now? Like everything is like we're on a giant movie set, and everything is just changed. Like in a day. Even though it hasn't been a day, it's taken a while. It's taken a while to get to where we are today. But certainly, things have definitely changed. Time has sped up. Just like I said in the past, a month is now... seems like it's a day. That's how fast time is going by now. And the speed of information, my goodness. Years ago, you hear maybe 5 or 6 or 8, 10 things on the news. A little boy lost his dog, or maybe somebody broke into a house, or a building started on fire or whatever. Now it's like 10,000 things a day. 10,000 things a day. And of news. You can't keep up with it. It would be impossible. You can't do it anymore. The world is changing so drastically now. So many things are happening now. It's crazy. We live in a different world now, and it's never going to go back. Never going to go back. Like I've always said, it's never going to go back to what you thought was normal, which that even wasn't normal. Everything has been a lie, a big giant lie. From the time you're born, you're just taught lies and deception and a false reality of the world. You're taught that we're a spinning ball flying through space at thousands of miles an hour. I'm not going to get into that now, but obviously you know by now that I believe in the flat Earth. I think it's utterly impossible not to believe that. It's impossible not to believe that. It's you can't not be... awake or normal, unless you believe that you're standing on a non-moving, solid ground, earth, that God created. And when you look up, you see things going in a circle around you. It's not that opposite of that we're going around the sun. We've been doing that for millions of years, right? And somehow everything's exactly in the same place. Oh, you know, God didn't say, well, he put up the stars and space up there so we could see the signs. And I don't know. It's something that God has to reveal to you. And if you still believe in NASA and people going into space, and you still believe all the what do they call it, CGI things that they have of supposedly being in space looking down on Earth. If you believe that, go ahead. There's a space shuttle. If you believe that. But anyway, I wasn't going to talk about that today. I just was rolling around last night all night, and I was thinking about the devil. And most people, you talk to them, and they say, oh, yeah, the devil, he's that guy with the pitchfork, and, you know, he's all red and got horns, and, you know, he can make you lie if you let him, and You know, they don't give him probably near as much credit as they should as to his abilities and who he actually is and what he is. So I thought I would talk a little bit about the devil today, Satan. Satan, if you don't see, Satan is in control of the world now and taking it down. I don't know what to tell you. And his children, he has children. I have told you that his children come all the way down from the seed line of Cain, and they still exist today. They run the world today. Did you not know that, they run the world today? Who owns the governments? Who owns everything now? There are certain people that own everything now. Who owns all the big corporations? God has control of everything now. Who has control of everything now? Once you can figure that out, you'll figure out that there definitely is a seed, a children of Satan. And they actually will tell you that, Satan is their father. They will tell you that. Look it up. Look it up. They will tell you Satan is their father. That's who they bow down to. And look at false religions. Look at false religions. Especially the biggest ones in the world. And look at who runs them, and look at I'm not going to get into that. Okay, that's another day, another dollar. Here I was going to talk about the devil today, so I'm going to try and stay focused, so if you ever went to a post office, I don't know if they do that anymore, but they used to have like the top 10 wanted, and then you see public enemy number one, and they're out to get them. They're out to find them. Well, who is public enemy number one for you? For a Christian, for somebody that's not a Christian, and still in the world, still blinded. Did you know you're blinded if you're in this world and don't have Christ and the Holy Spirit inside of you? That you're blinded? And actually, Satan can do whatever he wants with you. Did you know that? Yeah. So, if you're stuck in some kind of sin, guess what? You're being controlled by the devil. And, quite possibly, a demon. When Satan fell from heaven, he brought, we don't know how many demons, but probably in the millions, brought him down with him. A third of the angels fell from heaven. So, I imagine that's quite a bit. And that's why you'll see a homosexual, and you'll see him all of a sudden... everything about them looks different. Did you ever notice that a man that's a homosexual looks weird or different? They look like, I don't know, half girl, half man, half, I don't know, like a Halloween costume or something. It's because of demons inside of them. The next thing you know, they start talking.
They start talking all pretty.
Like a girl. Why is that? What is a man, somebody born a man, all of a sudden start acting like a little girl and talking like a little girl and dressing like a little girl? Well, they're possessed by a demon. And the more they look like a queer, the more the demon has definitely taken hold of them. And... you know, we need to pray for people like that. That's just one thing. I mean, there's a lot of ways that demons enter people, you know. But anyway, so public enemy number one. Who is that? Who is that for anybody? Well, that should be the devil. Because he is in control of this earth, is he not? It's throughout the whole entire Bible, we know that. And if you have eyes to see today, you could see that. You could see the world is drastically changing by the day. Not by the year, like it was at one time, not by even the month, but now by the day, the earth is changing into Satan's image. And you could see that. You could see that. And why is that? It's because we're in the last days. We are in the last days. And that was all prophesied. It said it was going to happen. Read Romans. Read the New Testament. Read what it says. Read what Jesus said. Okay, so, anyway. Number one, public enemy number one is Satan. You got to realize that. He's out for you. He's out to destroy your life, and he's out to kill you. And most of all, he's out to take you to hell with him. He is a defeated enemy. You do know that, don't you? He's a defeated enemy. All that's been said in the Bible and prophesied, and he knows his days are short. So what's happening now in the world, or him in his last days, in an all-out war against mankind, and especially against Christianity. The devil does not like Jesus, and he does not like Christianity. Jesus said he's a murderer from the beginning. We know he's engaged in an all-out war against the forces of good. Not only on this earth, probably the universe. Whatever he can get his hands on. But I think he's kind of stuck here on earth. So, that's his home. And what's under the earth. You know that hell is below your feet, don't you? And don't ever think that's not true, because it is true. That's in the Bible in many places. If I started seeing all the verses that I'm talking about now, this would be probably a 9-hour long thing I'm talking now. So I won't. I'll try once in a while to say a verse, but I'm just talking now. Just talking. Like I said, I was just tossing and turning last night about the devil and how he's evil. And so we know the Bible calls him the devil, Satan, the evil one. He's the opposite of God. The devil is the opposite of God. God is good. Devil is evil. And there's good people on this earth, and there's evil people on this earth. And it's a constant battle. It's a battle from the Garden of Eden. And to this day, to the day that Jesus died on the cross, he broke the chains, though, when he died. He broke everything. He changed everything. You do know that, don't you? That you can have the ability to escape Satan now through Jesus, through his blood, through what he did on the cross. And not only on this earth do you have confirmation of ability to change and have a new life, but now you have a forever change once you're saved. You're not going to go to hell like most people are. I mean, I think I'm going to do that one of these messages. How many people are actually going to hell? And you can go by religions. You can go by a lot of things. A lot of things of how many. And it's if you narrow it all down, how many people actually believe in God and how many people are actually going to heaven, it's very, very, very few and narrow compared to the billions of people that we have on this earth now and that have lived in the past. So anyway, Paul, gotta love Paul. What a wonderful, wonderful man. We should all want to be like. I mean, what a beautiful heart. What a beautiful heart. From the time he was saved until the time he died, he just, the man wrote half the New Testament. Without him, we wouldn't even really know what Christianity is. We really wouldn't. It would be hard pressed to figure out being born again is, or what grace is. You know, grace is everything. Without grace, you have nothing, and it's God's grace that saves you. And people didn't have that before. They lived by works. They lived by the law, and trying to follow the law, which was impossible. And so that's why you had the temple, and you had the sacrifice of animals, and priests doing their thing, their yearly thing behind the veil, where the sins of the people were forgiven. But all that's gone now. All that's gone. People that try and say, well, the law and all that is still exists now. That was all abolished, all destroyed, all gone. All gone. The veil was ripped in two. Animal sacrifice was destroyed because Jesus was the final sacrifice. And the whole entire old covenant was destroyed. Destroyed, gone. We have a new covenant now. New covenant with God. And those that follow Jesus and believe in Jesus are following exactly in the footsteps of Abraham, our spiritual father. And for some, they're seed father. I believe the actual people, the 10 lost tribes, they head on out of there, and they became the true believers in Christ. And they went to Europe and America. I'm not going to get into that now either. Boy, I can get into a lot of things. See, you start talking and then you start thinking, at least I do. I can go into a million different directions at once, and that's what my problem is. I got to stay focused, and I have a hard time focusing on things. I always have. I always have my entire life. I don't know what that is, but I could be reading a book and my mind's off in Disneyland somewhere. I'm climbing a mountain somewhere. You know, I could be in five different places at once. And I often thought, is that a bad thing or a good thing? I actually think it's a good thing. So I just got to stay focused. So Lord God, help me to stay focused on what I'm talking about now. In Jesus' name I pray. All right. So what do we do? What do we do? If we're in this fight, we're in this battle with a being that is actually called God in the Bible, though he's not God, he's the God of this earth. What do we do? Well, Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God, and look that up on the internet. What's the full armor of God? And with that, you can stand firm against the schemes. And all his fiery darts. Did you not know that Satan always is trying to mess with you, to destroy you somehow? You ever have a bad day? Bad day? Well, why did you have a bad day? Probably because Satan was trying to mess with you that day. He doesn't like when you're happy. You have joy in your heart. Or peace. Satan doesn't like peace. He likes war. He likes war. That's why you got Ukraine and Russia now, which actually is a totally fake war. That isn't even real. That's the two Jews that are just following the New World Order and doing their part in trying to deceive. There's a purpose for that fakeness. See, I want to start talking about that. All right, so anyways. we know the devil is on the prowl. I know that Peter says, he tells the believers of Christ to beware. He's always on the prowl, always looking for that way to get into your growth in Christ. Did you know you grow in Christ? You mature in Christ? And that your entire life after you're born again is like you are a baby at first. You start out as a baby, and then you mature in Christ. At least you're supposed to. There's many Christians that don't mature. They stay exactly where they're at, and they don't grow. And that's not a good thing. So I've already written about that somewhere. I'll look it up. You'll find out how I tell you to grow. So yeah, he's on the prowl. He's on the prowl. He'll put this, maybe you're at work and all of a sudden this girl walks in. She got a short skirt on. And her top really isn't the top. And you can see just about everything. And, you know, she's super cute. And then she starts hitting on you. And, you know, maybe you're a married man and you say, well, I'm a Christian. I better back down from even talking to this girl. She seems like a seductive type girl. I better stop talking to her. And a smart, mature Christian would know how to handle things and keep things on the low and just say hi and bye and stuff like that. But if you're immature, a baby, you might get a little excited by somebody being somewhat attracted to you, even though it's probably fake anyway, because a lot of these slut women, they're just looking to see if they can entice you. That's all they want to do is entice you and see if they can get you attracted to them. But they really want nothing to do with you. And once they get you attracted to them, they shut you off and then they go be with their lesbian lovers. But they did what they wanted to do. All right, so yeah, be careful in anything that seems odd or different during the day. What you know, what happened? What is different in your day? You know, you might get in an accident, and maybe something caused that to happen, and it's trying to change your life now, trying to make me bitter at God. Maybe something happened and you got your arm chopped off. So now the devil wants you to be mad at God. So again, there's a million different scenarios of what the devil can do. We just got to be mature in Christ and stand up with God and know our enemy. So, yeah, you got all these people that you know, talk to people, see what they say. They'll say, well, again, like I said before, that Satan's just this little guy, or maybe a big guy. He looks like a horn little devil. And, you know, they kind of half mock him and say, well, you know, he's nothing. He's nothing. So, anyway, what is Satan anyway? What does the word mean when you hear Satan? Satan made me do it. You ever hear that saying? Satan made me do it. The word Satan actually means adversary. What is an adversary? An adversary is an opponent. If you got into a ring, a boxing ring, it was you, and Satan jumped in the ring, he would be your opponent. He would want to be the one there to, you know, try and knock you out. So what do? You put your dukes up, right? Now what you should do, put your dukes up. Anyway. What was I talking about? I'm not even sure. Sorry. You ever have a brain fart? I just had a brain fart. So anyway, Satan goes all the way back to Eden, Garden of Eden, and what he did with Adam and Eve. They were fine, doing their thing, but Satan's there in the garden, and he deceived them. Satan is a great deceiver. That's what he does. He deceives people. He lies, and he makes you believe his lies, or try to. A big thing in the last few years was the supposed virus that was going around. Now, personally, I know it was an enhanced virus. It was an enhanced flu is all it was. Gain of function. They took the flu, added something to it, made it a stronger flu. Was it near as bad as they said? No. No. But it gave the ability for people that were either fat or old or, you know, had conditions, underlying conditions already, gave them more of an ability to catch that stronger flu, that variant of flu. And it's amazing to people, to me, that people don't realize that COVID is actually the flu, and they renamed it to be something different. And nowadays, they even distinguish them like they're two different things. Like, oh, you have the COVID and you have the flu. You have COVID and the flu, when they're exactly the same thing. And I never, ever understood why people stood in line to get to flu shots. They're the ones that got the flu. Dumbasses. Oh. And so now if you take this experimental therapy, it's not even a vaccine. You took the bite. You took the bait from Satan, just like Eve. He lied to her. Next thing you know, they're rolling around having sex. People took the bait with the supposed flu that was going around. Next thing you know, they're putting masks on, garbage bags over their head. They're all scared as can be. Which, how can a Christian ever be scared? That's one thing. As soon as I heard about it, I said, praise God. Praise God if I die now. I can't wait to go home and be home with my Lord. I just can't imagine being afraid to die. I can't. I can't imagine it now that I'm saved. I can't imagine it, of being fearful to die. Fearful to die. If whatever happens today, and today's my last day, praise God. Praise God for the every minute of the day I had. And thank you, Lord, that I lived up until this very day. And I can't wait to be home with you, Lord. And hold you in my arms, or have you hold me in your arms, whatever the case may be. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.